This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Yet again, I am here in front of this massive book, doing no preparation whatsoever. So this will be fun. Let's do this. First word is atrioventricular node. A-T-R-I-O-V-E-N-T-R-I-C-U-L-A-R. That's the first word. Second word is N-O-D-E. This is a noun from circa 1934. A small mass of tissue in the right atrioventricular region of higher vertebrates, that's us, I think, probably, most likely, through which impulses from the sinoatrial node are passed to the ventricles. Sinoatrial, is that how you pronounce that word? Sinoatrial, I don't know. All right, we are going to move on to atrip, A-T-R-I-P. This is an adjective from 1796. We are going on a trip. Let's see. In italics, it says of an anchor. So you can go back and listen to the episode where we talked about anchors and the 6 types of anchors. Are there more than 6 types of anchors? I don't know. We have just a synonym that says away. So it's the word weigh, like you weigh yourself on a scale with the word a. Anchors away. Next, we have atrium. This is a noun from 1577. 1. The central room of a Roman house. Number 2 is usually plural, so atriums, or, in this case, that would be atriums. So, 2a, a rectangular open patio around which a house is built. 2b, I think we're still in the atriums world. A many-storied court in a building as a hotel, usually with a skylight. Number 3, an anatomical cavity or passage, especially the chamber or either of the chambers of the heart that receives blood from the veins and forces it into the ventricle or ventricles. And then it tells me to see the heart illustration, and I just told you to go see the heart illustration. That would probably be a good one for me to post on Instagram. Atrial, with an L at the end, is an adjective. By the way, you can also pluralize this as just atria. That would be the more common Latin form. Now we have atrocious. This is atrocious. This is an adjective from 1658. 1. Extremely wicked, brutal, or cruel. Synonym is barbaric. Number 2. We have these synonyms appalling and horrifying, as in the atrocious weapons of modern war. 3a, utterly revolting. Synonym is abominable. A hard word to say. As in, atrocious working conditions. Yeah, I mean, if you're working next to like a garbage dump or something, that would be atrocious working conditions. 3b, of very poor quality. As in, atrocious handwriting. I don't know if my handwriting is atrocious. It's definitely on the border, though. I mean, I've seen atrocious handwriting. Mine isn't quite that bad, but when I'm trying to write something fast, my handwriting is pretty crappy. Let's see. Atrociously is an adverb, and atrociousness is a noun. And the etymology says this is from the prefix atroc, A-T-R-O-C, or atrox with an X. Did I say Latin? It's Latin. Those mean gloomy or atrocious, and that is from atrotter, which means black, plus the OC or OX suffix, which is akin to the Greek ops, which means eye. And there's more at the word eye. Huh, fascinating. Again, how is eye related to our current form of the word atrocious? Where did that come from? How did that get in there? Next we have atrocity. This is a noun from 1534. One, the quality or state of being atrocious. Number two, an atrocious act, object, or situation, as in the sufferings. Did I read that right? The sufferings and atrocities of trench warfare. And that is a quote from Aldous Huxley. I know his name. I know somewhere in my brain what he is famous for writing, and I can't think of what it is right now. But, you know, I know it somewhere, and I bet you know it. Next, we have atrophy. This is a noun from 1601. One, decrease in size or wasting away of a body part or tissue. Also, arrested development or loss of a part or organ incidental to the normal development or life of an animal or plant. Number two, a wasting away or progressive decline, as in, was not a solitude of atrophy of negation, but of perceptual flowering. And that is a quote from Willa Cather. Willa, W-I-L-L-A, just like it sounds, and Cather, C-A-T-H-E-R. Atrophic is an adjective and atrophy is a verb. Well, atrophy is our main word, so it's both a noun and a verb. I actually know someone who got some fairly major knee surgery, and after her knee was supposedly healed, her muscles, her quad muscles, had atrophied to the extent that, maybe not all the way, but to enough of an extent that she couldn't, like, lift up her leg when she was, like, sitting on the floor. So she had to go to physical therapy and get this sort of electroshock thing on her quads, and eventually they came back to life, and they are working yet again. All right, next we have atropine. This is a noun. I skipped some etymology for atrophy. This is from Latin atrophia, from Greek atrophos, which means ill-fed. Aha. And that is from A plus trephine, which means to nourish. So when you put the A on to nourish, it means ill-fed. Like your muscles that have atrophied have not been fed, and you need to nourish them with good, hearty exercise and protein and hydration. Gotta drink your water. Your body will not like it if you don't. All right, well, now is the time that we will move to atropine. This is a noun from 1836. A racemic mixture, racemic, R-A-C-E-M-I-C, a racemic mixture of hyoscyamine obtained from any of various solanaceous plants as belladonna and used especially in the form of its sulfate for its anticholinergic effects as pupil dilation or inhibition of smooth muscle spasms. I'm not really sure what any of what I just said is. I mean, I understand pupil dilation and muscle spasms and things, but it's a thing that happens in your body. Let's see. This is from New Latin atropa, which is the genus name of belladonna, which is from the Greek atropos, which is one of the three fates. What are the three fates? Well, one of them is atropos. But what does that mean? What does it do? Is it a person? Is it a thing? What are the other two? I need to learn these things. I have so much to learn. I'm old, yet there is so much I don't know about the world. I've been so sheltered. I've sheltered myself. I don't know. All right, next we have two words. At sign, S-I-G-N. This is a noun from 1982. The symbol, at, the at symbol, especially, now it all makes sense. It's the at sign. I thought it was like at sign, like you're signing a contract. It's the at sign. Okay, the symbol, at, especially when used as part of an internet user's email address. And I can assume, I think, that all of us are very familiar with that sign. Ah, that at sign. Okay, next we have ATT, all lowercase. It is the first form, and it is a variation of the word at with one T. And now we have the second form of ATT. It is an abbreviation for one, attached, two, attention, and three, attorney. Do you have an attached attorney who's at attention? All right, next we have Attaboy. And I'm just checking to see where I'm going to end this episode. Okay, Attaboy, A-T-T-A-B-O-Y, not something that I would have expected to see in the dictionary. This is an interjection from 1909, used to express encouragement, approval, or admiration. The etymology says this is probably an alternative of that's the boy. I guess that makes sense. When I'm thinking about what I would have thought it was from, I honestly can't think of something. That a boy, that, there you go, boy, do that thing up at the batter's thing, or whatever. That's the boy. Strange. People talked so weird 110 years ago. 110 years ago! Jesus! Okay, we are going to do one more for this word. It is the word attach. A-T-T-A-C-H. This is a verb from the 14th century. I feel like I haven't seen that in a while. All right, we're going to start with the transitive definitions. One, to take by legal authority, especially under a writ. Writ is spelled W-R-I-T. As in, attached the property. 2a, to bring oneself into an association. I lost my place. As in, attached herself to their cause. 2b, to assign an individual or unit in the military temporarily. So without the parentheses, it says to assign temporarily. And then the parentheses says an individual or unit in the military. Number 3, to bind by personal ties, as of affection or sympathy, as in, was strongly attached to his family. Number 4, to make fast, as by trying or gluing. And I feel a burp coming on. There we go. I just had some food not that long ago, so excuse me and pardon me. All right, so to make fast, as by tying or gluing. I think I said trying before. As in, attach a label to a package. Stamps would be a perfect example of that. Do you use stamps anymore? Does anybody use stamps anymore? I do, rarely. But yeah, it's a thing that people used to use. All right, number 5. To associate, especially as a property or an attribute. And then a synonym is ascribe, as in, attached great importance to public opinion polls. And lastly, we have one intransitive definition, which says to become attached. And a synonym for that is adhere. And then we have another final synonym after all of that funness is the word fasten. Attachable is an adjective. And the etymology says this is from Anglo-French attacher, which is an alternative of the old French estachier, which is from estache, which means stake. And that is from... that is of Germanic origin, which is akin to the Old English staka, which means stake. And that is everything for that. I feel like I want to go pick atrocious as the word of the episode because, I don't know, it's just a fun word, and calling something atrocious has always been a good time in my book. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Check out the Instagram, and the things get posted to Twitter and Facebook. And if you want to get these episodes early, which is basically as soon as I'm able to go through them and post them, they will be on Patreon. So if you want those early, go to Patreon and do the thing with the stuff. All right, thank you, and goodbye.